KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It is the 10th day of November for 2017. Well, the man arrested Wednesday after a day-long standoff in Amador County may be linked to a recent robbery in Calaveras County. Calaveras detectives have been conducting follow-up to a robbery that occurred at a marijuana grow site on Skull Flat Road in West Point back in October and believe Jamie Buchanan, the man apprehended Wednesday, is somehow connected. As previously reported, during that robbery, multiple armed suspects identifying themselves as law enforcement tied up the victims and stole property. The list of stolen items included approximately 500 marijuana plants, a large amount of cash, and a pickup truck. The pickup truck has since been recovered. Sheriff's detectives developed probable cause to search the Meadow Drive residence, and during the execution of the warrant, recovered identified stolen property from the West Point robbery. Buchanan was arrested during Wednesday's incident by the Amador County Sheriff's Office and booked into the county jail with initial charges of a violent felon in possession of body armor and a felon in possession of a firearm with $135,000 bail. Calaveras detectives will be seeking additional charges through the Calaveras County DA's office relating to the robbery and possession of the stolen property. Detectives are still seeking information, though, as to the identity of the other individuals involved in the Skull Flat robbery. If anyone has information regarding this incident, please call the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, 754-6500, or call the Calaveras Anonymous tip line, 754-6030.
Well, tree mortality measures continuing in Calaveras County. TSS consultants have entered into contract with the county to coordinate efforts to identify, mark, and remove or otherwise mitigate trees that are dead or dying as a result of the recent drought and bark beetle infestation. Now, trees located on private property that pose a potential hazard will be identified. Property owners will be notified by mail with a request for entry onto their property for further evaluation. It's critical property owners receiving request of entry forms sign and return them within 10 days so the trees can be mitigated in a timely manner. Now, once there have been a significant number of trees identified, multiple contractors will begin work to remove those trees. The efforts will affect travel along public roads, and the public can expect minor delays or road closures during the tree removal operation. Now, there will be no cost to property owners, and those that choose not to have their hazardous trees removed will remain liable for damages caused by those hazard trees falling onto county roads. For more information about tree mortality in Calaveras County, visit treemortality.co.calaveras.ca.us.
And if you have not yet been notified, the Amador Water Agency has lifted the boil order for the Oak Ridge Drive area in Ione. That has been lifted. The City of Plymouth has adopted a budget for the fiscal year. It's about 4 months overdue, but the Plymouth City Council meeting last night approved the budget for the 2017-18 fiscal year. The city's general fund raises and spends some $800,000 on various government departments, and the city had been operating on a continuation of last year's budget for the first few months of the current year. In other business, the council last night voted to approve a contract to spend some $10,000 for tree trimming in the city park, but held off on approving a contract to spend $100,000 repairing the city's pool, which was unusable this season. The council held over the contract for a future meeting as they seek more information on the various bids before voting on one to repair the pool. And finally, last night, the council made plans for the upcoming holiday season, including acquiring and lighting a city Christmas tree and other seasonal decorations.
Well, three people recently arrested on various drug charges in Calaveras County. According to reports, the county sheriff's office SWAT team assisted investigators in serving a search warrant at a Main Street West Point residence. Now, multiple subjects were contacted and arrested on various drug charges and child endangerment. Deputies seized methamphetamine, marijuana, concentrated cannabis with lab materials, paraphernalia indicative of drug sales. Now, two juveniles were identified as living at the residence, but were not present at the time of the search. Arrested and booked into the Calaveras County Jail, Rebecca Phillips of West Point, Robert Rogers of Stockton, Robert Miller of West Point, and Richard Kessler of Willsieville.
And the California Department of Transportation, you know him better as Caltrans, has announced completion of a $2.1 million improvement project on Highway 16 that repaved 9 miles of roadway from the Sacramento-Amador County line to the Highway 1649 junction north of Drytown. That project was designed to improve the roadway surface and will enhance the efficiency of travel and safety for motorists in Amador County. Caltrans says they'd like to extend their appreciation to motorists and residents for their patience during this project, especially during the hot summer months. And remember, for the safety of workers and other motorists,
slow for the cone zone. Well, as a special thank you to those who served and are serving our country, Common Ground Senior Service invites veterans and active military to enjoy a thank you lunch on them today from 11 to 12:30 at the Senior Center. The menu features pork roast, mashed potatoes and gravy, grilled carrots and squash, whole wheat dinner roll, and it is the birthday celebration, so cake and ice cream today at the Senior Center as well. Jack McGee will be on hand to provide entertainment with patriotic music.
And also today from 1 to 3, Cub Scout Pack 63 and their families, along with the help of some friends, will be hosting a fundraiser bake sale and craft sale at the Dietert Park Jackson Scout Hut. $1 bake sale items will be offered along with $2 make and take craft kits. All proceeds will benefit the children of veterans' families for Christmas from Victory Village Veterans Center. For more information, you can contact Marissa Hall, 916-402-2976. That's Marissa's cell phone. Or just give us a call here at KVGC. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.